97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
Alright, welcome back everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM with, of course, Arsenio Hall.
Wow,
always nice to see you, dude.
You know, I'm not saying this because she's fine, but that's hilarious, that new little jingle thing.
Oh, yeah. 97.1. Play those again.
It's funny when you have to rush words and phrase them improperly.
97.1, SoCal's FM Talk Station.
What's the other one?
Oh, God. Oh, wait, I got the other one in my pocket. Wait,
he's got the other one in the other room.
97.1 Free FM.
That sounds so familiar. I don't know where I've heard that before.
Yeah.
All right, folks, everybody listening right now, either know somebody or you yourself are in a tremendous amount of debt. And that's why we have Harvey Warren with us. Nice to see you, Harvey.
It's really great to be
here.
How
you been, man?
Pretty good.
All right. And you own Hope Financial?
I just work there.
You work there. All right. But it's a big corporation.
Someday.
How did it end up in Salt Lake City, Utah?
Well, Salt Lake City is the home of developing banking. You would be surprised to see how many incredible banks are there, like American Express.
But this is a national company. Hope Financial.
Well, yes, we are.
And what do you actually do there? When you go to the office at 9 a.m., you have your first cup of coffee and you sit at your desk. What is the vibe there? What do you do?
Well, we sit and talk to people who are drowning in credit card debt and try to offer them some kind of solution.
And what's the best case scenario? Let's say a guy owes $100,000. I know everybody's different, but the best case scenario is what, $70,000 you got to pay off?
On $100,000?
Yeah.
All in, maybe 40, 50 if...
40? Is that right?
Well, if the conditions are right, if they have hardship and have issues that they can't deal with, like a divorce or a death in the family or sickness.
And they got to pay that all off at once?
No. Our program is based on a 36-month installment plan.
Good. Okay. And does that affect your credit rating?
Of course it does.
Uh-oh. All right. Bad vibes.
Yeah, everyone gets crazy about that. They go, oh, no, you know, your credit rating will get wrecked. And I always ask the question, what does someone who's drowning in debt and can't pay their bills need with a credit rating?
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
think about it.
Yeah, I mean, your credit score is, I mean, you'd rather have your credit score effed up and have saved 60 grand
yeah, right.
than the other way around, than spending the 60 grand. Your credit score is great. All right, so if you have a question for Harvey Warren, you're busted out, you're in debt up to your ass, and you want to know the ins and outs on repairing your credit or just, paying it off and trying to survive in this world. Call us here at the radio station. Again, Harvey Warren with Hope Financial, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. What is the average debt of an American nowadays?
20 grand.
I think family debt.
Is that right?
Well, I don't know.
Like
that's what Gina had.
Well, no, I think the average individual is about 7 or 8.
Right.
I think families run at about 15.
15,000.
And it really depends how you count. There's a lot of different statistics on that. And
right.
I mean, I think you're looking at about 15,000 for the average family. I'm helping a person right now that's got $243,000 worth of credit
Holy
card.
Holy Christ.
I had one for $650,000.
$650,000 in credit card debt?
In unsecured credit card debt, the guy had 60 cards.
How much does it cost for me to get some help? I mean, is there a commission?
No. I mean,
you get paid from the credit card company.
Well, actually, no. That's credit counseling. And that's one of the main confusions that everybody has about what to do about their credit card debt. What we talk about is an algorithm that we've designed that helps figure out what you should do. People don't know the difference between bankruptcy and negotiating and credit counseling. They go, what am I supposed to do? And they respond to a commercial. And they go, okay, I'm in trouble. I should go to a bankruptcy attorney. And the bankruptcy attorney goes, oh, cool, let's put you in bankruptcy, when you really don't need that. What we've done is we've created a system to help people figure out what they should do. And it's based on your income, your assets, and how much you owe.
Now, when you have bankruptcy, nowadays with bankruptcy...
And Arsenio, it's free.
Yeah, Arsenio.
Cool.
Arsenio's looking for his card. Harvey's card. So, tightening up in the valley for
we'll
you.
We'll talk
huh,
later.
Wait, 1-800-242-0500?
1-800-242-0500.
I know how to get out of debt.
Okay.
It's 212, isn't it?
No, it's 800-242-0500.
Oh, I got the wrong number here.
Gina, come get this number.
242.
Okay. 0500.
All right. Let's say somebody is they have to declare bankruptcy.
Right.
That no longer helps the consumer like it used to. Is that right? That's what we hear.
Well, it depends on how you mean that. Bankruptcy obviously helps people get out from lifelong debt.
Yeah, and, but before, when you declared bankruptcy, you could get rid of all your debt. Can you still do that?
Yes, you can.
You can.
But you have to qualify to do that.
Uh-oh. See, you didn't have to qualify before, did you?
Well, that's why the whole laws got changed, and the bank spent $100 million to change the laws, because they were going to catch all those people that were cheating the bank. And what happened was, no one was cheating the bank. No one had any money. That was the problem.
It's like it's the same as like drug addiction. I remember who is it that had this joke? I think it was who's the guy that yelled all the time?
Sam Kinison.
Sam Kinison said, you know, drug rehab costs you $10,000 cash. You show me a guy with $10,000 cash and he doesn't have a drug problem.
Yeah, great joke. Yes, yes.
But,
I used to, oh God, I miss Sam.
But if it's the same way with credit card debt. I mean, you know, if you have, you know, $10,000 to your name, but yet you still have like $5,000 or $6,000 in credit card debt, they won't allow you to go bankrupt because you got to give them that $10,000 to cover it. Is that right?
Well, yeah.
So, I mean, but before, I mean, I'm talking like 10 years ago, you could go BK like every 7 years.
Well, yeah, and people were doing that.
Yeah.
That's why they changed the law. They're called serial bankrupts. They're a real problem.
Yeah. And now, if you do declare bankruptcy, you can do that, what, every 7 years, every 10 years?
Every 7 years.
Every 7 years.
It's biblical, you know. It's based in the Bible.
Is that right?
Yeah. It was originally written out in the Bible that no one should be a slave to debt forever. And every 7 years, people were released from their debts.
Wow. Look at that. Thank God for the Bible.
Filing bankruptcy, there's something about it that's always been weird. I've seen people like Wayne Newton file bankruptcy. And while he's doing it, he's on an Arabian horse with a big belt. You know, it's like, and you feel like, well, what's the game here?
Or Don Trump, for that matter.
Yeah.
He's done it like four times.
Right.
Talk about it. He did it five times.
But that's not personal bankruptcy, right?
Those are corporate bankruptcies. Yeah.
Now, would
even
you,
Wayne?
I don't know. I didn't do it. Yeah. I don't know.
Would you recommend that somebody incorporates?
There's a lot of complexities to that, but most of the folks that are listening are probably just individuals in a lot of trouble.
You're incorporated, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. See, I'm thinking about doing that. What are the advantages of doing it?
Well, you get to have a cool name, you know.
What's your corporation name?
It's Hollywood with an A. H-A-L-L-Y.
Hollywood.
W-O-O-D. Hollywood. Yeah, with Hall in the front. Hollywood. You know. Hollywood Unlimited. You know, you got to put something cool like that in the end.
That's pretty cool, dude.
But it's saving you any money. That's
Hollywood.
Yeah, Hollywo. So, and then my logo. So my logo has the Hollywood sign, but with an A instead of a O.
That's pretty cool. I might actually do something like that.
So
maybe California.
See, it took me a year to think of my name, but that was very good so quick.
Yeah, California.
All right, Unlimited.
Let's talk to Glad in Glendale. You're on 97.1. How are you, dude?
Hey, good.
All right, what do you got?
He sounds like he really in debt.
How much?
$100,000.
$100,000 in debt. Is it all credit cards?
Yeah.
All right, and what do you pay every month?
About
$2,000 every month.
Yeah. 2% minimum. That's correct.
Oh, boom.
Damn.
And what do you do for a living?
Pimp.
You what?
I promote affiliate programs.
You promote what?
Fine.
Dude, I gotta hang up on you. You're too irritating to talk to.
After you get really in debt, they take your phone and you just find a phone on the ground and use it.
I just have one piece of advice. 800-242-0500. Call the office.
Yeah,
let them help you.
Call Harvey and deal with Harvey. You can talk to him that slowly for an hour.
That's 800-242-0500.
I don't want to have to give this speech on the air because it's long and boring. But, folks, if you're going to call talk radio, have some kind of goddamn energy, man. This is, you're on the air, and there's thousands of people listening. Don't call up as if you're talking to your stone brother who lives in Minnesota. You know? Crank it up a little here. God damn, man. It's an entertainment show. It's not like you're sitting around talking to your dead relatives. Oh, it's so irritating.
Nothing's more entertaining than a stoner with $100,000 worth of debt. It's like, yo, $2,000.
$2,000 a month. I promote bada events.
It sounds like he says something about pedophilia, and that's why I'm glad you hung up.
Oh man, I promote anabana events.
It's a pedophilia.
How are the events going? Mike in Norwalk, you're on 97.1.
Hey guys. Arsenio.
Hey, dog.
Hey, I got about $60,000 in credit card debt. Some for myself, some for my wife when we got married, and we've been recently thinking about whether we could declare bankruptcy or there's a way to get out of this. We make about $120,000, maybe $110,000 combined for every year.
That's a lot.
But we still can't find a way to get out of our financial debt with the credit cards.
Wait, between you make $110,000 a year?
Between the two of us, yeah.
That's a lot of money.
And there's still
yes, it is. Arsenio's shaking his head no.
Yeah,
yes, it is.
Well, Jolie and Pitt make a little bit more. But
well, just a little. My biggest expense was we bought, you know, the Arsenio Hall show and CD. On my credit card.
They're sending everybody into debt.
CDs.
Very expensive.
CDs means you only got the audio to the TV show, right?
That's not a good
right,
investment.
Just audio.
That's
right.
Not a good investment.
All right, Harvey Warren from Hope Financial.
Yes,
what
sir.
Does this guy do? Kill himself?
No.
He's got a good wife.
Are you paying more than minimums, or are you just paying your minimums each month?
We're paying a little bit over the minimums right now. I've been starting to get a lot of 0% financing from a lot of the credit card companies. We've been transferring a lot of balances. But other than that, I did get a decline last week on a pre-approved card. They sent out like, transfer your balance. And we were like, okay, let's try to transfer some more at a lower interest. And they declined us. And so I was like, okay.
Yeah, I've discovered through Harvey Warren here that pre-approved means nothing.
Well, at least it does not mean pre-qualified. That
everyone in the world is pre-approved.
Yes.
The only people who have money are pre-qualified. And because I was sent an American Express sent me an offer for a Hilton credit card, right? Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, that's cool, a Hilton credit card. You know, whenever I'm staying at the hotel, I can get like double points and stuff. So I called the lady and I go, yeah, I'd like the Hilton credit card. And she's like, oh, what's your social security number? And I give it to her. And she's like, comes back on the phone and she goes, you're not pre-qualified, young man. You don't get the card. And then I went ballistic. I said, you know, I know Paris Hilton.
And you canceled the card.
I got crazy. But pre-approved sucks, right?
Well, pre-approved doesn't mean anything. My dog is pre-approved. Yeah. I mean, he got credit card offers.
That's so fine. Pre-approved is a BS term.
Well, it's kind of a way to say, come and give us a call. We might have something for you.
Right. And then you call and then they say, and you know what they did to me? A week later, I swear to God, they send me another pre-approved I guess it is an application, another pre-approved application from Hilton again. The same company that turned me down a week ago.
You know what's nutty about that? And every time you apply for one of those cards, it degrades your credit score.
Oh, is that right?
Yep.
Even if they don't give it to you?
Yep. Because just by seeking credit, it diminishes your credit score.
All right. Well, what's a good credit score nowadays? Anything above 700?
I think Tier 1 credit begins at 720.
720.
How about SATs?
a break here. Harvey Warren is with us from Hope Financial.
And I do have an answer for him.
When we come back, we'll give him the answer.
We're holding you over to
$60,000 in debt. He makes $110,000 between him and his wife. And we come back, Harvey will tell him what he should do with his life.
Right on.
Call Harvey Warren and tell him you want to get out of debt. 1-800-242-0500. 1-800-242-0500. Tim Conway Jr. and Arsenio Hall with our special guest, Harvey Warren from Hope Financial.
Thank
We're
God.
Live on 97.1 Free FM.
97.1 Free FM.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us.
Terrence and also, Trent D'Arby in the background.
Yeah.
I love that music, man. I you know, after you
You're
fire
really good
me.
Good at identifying music.
I love music, man. But after you fire me, I'm going to go to KGLH. And I'm going to talk over there on Wednesdays.
Harvey Warren is with us from Hope Financial USA. And Hope Financial USA is the company that takes you from credit card debt back to even Steven. Or at least they make their best effort down there. How do you determine what, like, let's say this guy, let's take this last caller but before the break. He owes $60,000 in debt, and between him and his wife, they make $110,000. Are those the two numbers you figure out on how much this guy should pay every month?
Well, there's a lot of numbers to figure out. And where we begin is by figuring out the income, the assets and the debt that the individual has. We ask about 20, 30 questions. It takes about 15 minutes. It's free.
Right.
And from that, we can determine whether someone needs to go bankrupt, go into credit counseling, or find some solution in the middle. We provide the solution in the middle.
Now, credit counseling, is that like AA for debtors? You sitting around a group and tell everybody what you spent?
Well, it's actually like a Debtors Anonymous. There's a group.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. They're out there.
How depressing would that be?
Really? Very depressing.
You're sitting there with a guy who just, you know, hey, yeah, I bought a Mercedes and I bought two pairs of shoes. Is that right? That's interesting. I'm going to kill myself.
Is there like an Al-Anon for people in financial trouble, you know, well, when your relatives can come and figure out how to deal with your ass?
Well, yeah, for some people, debting's a sickness. It's something that they do and they just can't stop themselves, like drugs or sex or whatever. Yeah.
And why are so many people in debt nowadays? Is it, does the HELOCs have anything to do with it, the bad loans?
Well, there's a lot of theories, you know, social theory about why people are in debt. I mean, people just want stuff. I mean, nothing deeper than that. They just want to have what that guy's got. I want what you have.
Right.
And I think for us, what we do is we get in there and look at, you know, since you're not pre-qualified, since you're only pre-approved.
Right.
We get in there and look at what it would take to qualify you. And in this case, it's to qualify you for the right kind of programming, whether it's some kind of debt relief or a bankruptcy or credit counseling. Credit counseling is paying all of your debt back over time. It's a creditor friendly program, and it's a good program. If you can afford it, it will save your credit rating somewhat.
And you said there are three options when you have when you're in credit card debt. Is that right?
Yeah, you can pay it all, you can pay none of it, or you can pay somewhere in the middle. Those are the three choices.
And that's where you guys survive, somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, we're in the middle is where it ought to be, because, you know, I think that the creditors and the people that took the money have a shared responsibility.
Can you go to jail for credit card debt?
In the old days, yeah.
But not anymore.
God, I hope not.
But isn't it like technically stealing? I mean, if you have like $100,000 in credit card debt, you bought a lot of crap that you can't pay for.
Oh, you just wig and go buy everything?
Yeah.
They get nasty about that.
That's technically stealing.
Oh, well, it's called fraud.
Okay. All right, let's take a call here. How about Chris in Rancho Cucamonga? You're on 97.1.
Hey, you guys.
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call here. So I'm 29 years old. I recently got engaged. My fiance and I are house hunting here. We got, and as you know, I mean, the market's great, but that's another story. The problem is, I mean, I personally, my credit's better than hers, but in the end, both of ours are bad. I have about $10,000 in unsecured credit card debt, and then I have a loan that I took out for something else for, what is it, it's about another $10,000, $11,000.
How much do you have towards your house?
I actually right now am just renting. I'm actually just renting a room from old family friends here.
How's your house hunting coming?
That's O.J. Simpson wants to ask you a question.
Yeah, I know.
How's your house hunting coming?
After he had done some head hunting, he wanted to know about your house hunting.
How's your house hunting coming?
How's your house hunting coming? I was head hunting in Brentwood.
What is your question, bottom line, dude?
So question bottom line is, what can I do from here? What should I do? I mean, because, yeah, it'd be nice to get a house, but at the same time, I need to get out of debt, and I want to know how this all factors in together. What would be my next best step to get out of debt and maybe even get this house?
Well, most of the people that are talking now about the housing market are thinking that it hasn't bottomed yet. So you should start thinking about buying a house.
I hope it's bottomed.
Yeah, well, no, it hasn't.
How much further can it go?
A ways.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I found out yesterday my house is worth $4. that was very disappointing.
But that was yesterday.
I have a 12-room house.
If you're in the depression, go to Zillow.com, Z-I-L-L-O-W,
uh-huh.
And they'll tell you what your home is worth. My home lost $40,000 in value just last month.
While you're on the website. That's right.
Just last month, it lost $40,000 in value. I'm very close to owing a little more than what it's worth. And at that point, I'm going to give the keys back to the bank, and I'm going to get myself an apartment.
Hey, that would be stealing, though.
You and about 5 million other people.
You know, I read this online. I don't know if it's true or not, that more people lost their homes in Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, yeah.
Because of, the loan scams and everything, than lost their homes in Katrina. Wow. Isn't that wild?
Wow.
That is crazy.
And that's just the Hall family.
Right. All right, call this number and talk to... People can talk to you personally down there, right?
800-242-0500, Hope Financial USA. Hey, don't forget the website, www.hopefinancialusa.com.
USA is important.
Yeah, because otherwise you're going to go somewhere else.
Yeah, Hope Financial, if you do it without the USA, it goes to like a porno site or something.
Yeah. Did you try that one?
Some chick named Hope.
You get killed. All right, hopefinancialusa.com. Harvey Warren, ask for him, and you can reach him at 1-800-242-0500. 1-800-242-0500. And get your asses out of debt. What's wrong with you people? Well, call him, and Harvey will be like your father, you know, your big father, and tell you what to do. Because a lot of you people out there who are in debt, a little immature. So he'll be the mature guy in your life for a while.
Main thing is you got to do some 800-242-0500. The analysis is free. Please call.
There you go. All right. Thanks for coming by, man.
My pleasure.
All right. Harvey Warren, everybody. When we come back, Miss Caden is going to be with us.
Hey, Tim.
Yeah.
Utah 84, Lakers 85, fourth quarter, nine minutes left. A little more than nine.
All right. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall is with us. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.